Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Mike Palaya.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you Steeler fans together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Please visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, participate in our giveaways, prizes, join our club, visit the store, and so much more to help us raise money for the kids and get all your Steeler coverage. But it doesn't stop there. As you know, I contribute to SteelCityUnderground.com as well, where they feature many, many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, with many articles, podcasts, contests, you name it. We've got you covered at Steel City Underground. So visit either site and get all the coverage you could possibly need all day, every day. So, I took last week off, was unable to record, but I am back this week after a crushing win for the Steelers, 52 points put up by the Black and Gold. It started off a little shaky with that 7-0 start by Carolina taking the lead. Christian McCaffrey kind of tore through the defense, and I have to admit, initially, I was worried. It only took one play to erase that worry with Roethlisberger hitting Juju for a 75-yard tying TD score. Vince Williams with the pick and touchdown, and it was lights out, and it was fantastic. And while I don't think the offense is going to put up 50 points any other game this year, which is, you know, not unreasonable to think, I do think we're going to see several more 30-point outputs. And in fact, I'll talk about it a little bit later, but I think we'll see another one against Jacksonville this week. This offense is stellar. It is one of the best in the league, and they don't need Le'Veon Bell to be that. Could he have helped on the field? Absolutely. Is he worth the distraction in the locker room? Absolutely not. Goodbye, Le'Veon. You're a selfish player. You showed what you're truly made of. If $14.5 million this year wasn't enough for you to come back for your teammates after missing 9 games, goodbye. I'm sorry. And look, I understand that coming back without a future contract was risky for a guy who values himself as highly as he does. But let's not get this lost here, because these ESPN reporters like Booger McFarland and some of these other guys are saying that the Steelers wanted to use him on a one-year deal. Well, I'm sorry, national reporters for ESPN, you couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't possibly be more wrong. He was offered a 5-year, $70 million contract this offseason. He turned down 5 years and $70 million. Now, what they'll tell you is that was about the guaranteed money. Steelers only offered $17 million in guaranteed dollars. Well, as far as I know, $17 million in guaranteed dollars is worth more than the $14.5 he would have made just this year alone. And trust me, he would have gotten more than $17 million out of that contract. Would he have gotten the full 70? Maybe not, but maybe. Is he going to get that kind of offer in the future? No. He might get a little bit more in the guaranteed dollars. He might. But he'll never recoup the $14.5 he walked away from this year. His agent is an idiot for letting him do this. He screwed Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell out of football for a year. He'll still be good next year. But he will not be the Le'Veon Bell we saw before this holdout and before skipping this year. He will never get this year back. He is missing an entire year of being in football shape. Go ride your jet skis, Le'Veon. Go ride off into the sunset. Your career is on the downhill. Goodbye. Goodbye. Go play for the Raiders if that's what you want to do. Enjoy losing. Idiot. Anyway, I could go on and on about that, but I'm going to stop because I'm just going to end up saying some regrettable things later. And I don't want to have to apologize. So we're going to end that there. We're going to talk about the guys that are here, as Roethlisberger would say. So James Conner, he's the man. He's the man now. He's the man moving forward. Last year, last summer, before the season, On one of my podcasts, I said James Conner would be the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2018. I didn't quite picture it happening this way, but that's exactly what's happening. And you know what? Better off for him. He's a much better locker room guy, and he's showing that. And he's been a key component to this 5-game winning streak. And it's going to be a 6-game winning streak after this Sunday, because the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to go into Jacksonville and they're going to win 33-13. That's right, 33-13. And this is how they're going to do it. They're going to ride Connor. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a very, very good defense. They've got the number 2 rated defense in the league, the number 1 pass rated defense in the league, but they're 17th against the rush. So what you do, obviously, is you do a heavy dose of James Connor. And I do expect him to play. I'm not worried about the concussion. The fact that he was pretty much aware on Thursday night during the game whilst in the concussion protocol gave me thought to believe that he would play. But he's progressing nicely so far in this week. I expect him to play. I see no reason that he won't. Quite frankly, even if he doesn't, I still think the Steelers win. I'll lessen the score for the Steelers in that case, but I'm going with him playing, and I'm going with a nice Steeler victory. So look for that. Heavy dose of Connor. I expect 20-plus carries, 25 carries out of him. He'll go over 100 yards. He's going to get more catches underneath again, 5 to 7 catches for another 50 to 60 yards. And it's going to be a good night. Now, that pass defense featuring Jalen Ramsey is going to be fun to watch too, because I think Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster are going to help Ben out a little bit, and Ben's got something to prove. Ramsey was talking trash about him in the offseason, saying he wasn't impressed with Roethlisberger, wasn't very good, he's average, etc., etc. Well, Roethlisberger is in the midst of another MVP-style season. He destroyed Jacksonville in that playoff game, mind you. He was terrible in the first game in the regular season last year, but he destroyed Ramsey in that secondary in the playoff game. Yes, Jacksonville won, but it wasn't because Ben did anything wrong. I'll tell you that much. And I think he's going to shred them again. I think he's going to shred them again. I really do. Jacksonville is all but done right now as it is at 3-6. When they're 3-7, it's over. Goodbye. And that'll be great because the Steelers do struggle with Jacksonville traditionally. And obviously, they lost to them twice last year alone. But I think they're going to get some payback. This is a game I circled on the calendar as soon as the schedule was released, because I've been looking forward to it since they lost to the Jags in the playoffs last season. It's a revenge game for me. Probably not for that locker room, but it is for me. And I think they're going to go get it done. Now, what they're going to need to do, of course, is really mind the defense. I'm not super concerned about the Jags offense, but they're going to have to mind the defense. They do put pressure on the quarterback. Calais Campbell got, he's at 5 sacks already this year. He's a force to be reckoned with. He is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Telvin Smith as well, with 73 tackles. He only has a sack, but he's got 73 tackles. And so he's another guy that I would certainly worry about. And Tyler Patman, I'm looking at the wrong guy here. Yannick Ngakoue, I can never pronounce his name. 5 sacks for him. 5 sacks for him. He's somebody that they also need to mind. So, that's a few at least. Those are the guys I'm looking at here. Jalen Ramsey is the guy that scares me in the secondary. He runs his mouth, but he is good. I want to see him pay for that, though. I want to see him pay for that. And I think that he will. Offensively, Leonard Fournette is back. You know, he's only got 44 carries on the year. He doesn't have an impressive yards per carry average just yet, but as I reckon last year, he didn't either. Going into that first Steelers game, and he ended up going over 100 yards. Now, granted, one of those carries was for about 80 yards or so, which brought that yards per carry average up in that game. But that was sort of his breakout game last year. And so, you know, that's something I think the Steelers need to be mindful of, is I would stack the box. And I know that in that playoff game last year, they dared Bortles to beat him, and he kind of did. But Bortles just isn't that good. He's just not that good. He's only completing 61% of his passes. He's definitely turnover prone. He's got 8 picks so far. He's a fumble guy. He's been benched once this year already. I think his confidence is a bit rattled. I think if the Steelers can put pressure on him from the outside with Watt and Dupree, who, by the way, I've been very, very happy with this year, I just think that they can get up in this game very, very early and just put it away. I mean, with the offense that they have, and now with the defense playing as well as they have over the last 5 weeks, I mean, 18 sacks in the last five games has been fantastic. I just expect a very solid game, and I think that Bortles will not be able to beat this team again. Call me optimistic. I don't know, but I just don't think he will. In fact, I wrote this earlier this week, but it's possible you see Landry Jones play. I mean, it's possible. I think he's the second best quarterback on that team, if not the best, quite frankly. I know they've got Cody Kessler, but to me, it could be the beginning of the Landry Jones era in Jacksonville, though, if the Steelers get after Bortles and force him into a few turnovers, which I also wrote this week. I think the Steelers pick up 3 turnovers this week, and I think 2 of them will be interceptions, believe it or not. Now, Steelers don't have many. They've got, I think, 6 this year. They could certainly use a little more of those. But I think they'll get a couple this week, maybe even 3. I think I predicted 2 interceptions and a fumble recovery, all coming from Bortles, by the way. But Leonard Fournette's the guy that definitely is on the radar for me for the defense. I think if they can stack the box and stop him, I don't think Bortles is going to beat you. You know, the receivers don't really scare me, really. I'm looking at it here. Dante Moncrief is their leading receiver with 477 yards. Dede Westbrook's got 465. I mean, these are not, they're not A.B. and Juju by far. And while I don't love our secondary, I do like Hayden, but I don't love our secondary. If the front 7 can continue to play and get pressure on the quarterback, they're helping the secondary. I mean, we've got in Pittsburgh the 5th rated pass defense in the league. And let me tell you something, that is not because of that secondary. I think we all know that. It doesn't take a trained eye to understand that. It's the front 7 bailing them out. And that's what they'll continue to do this week. I fully believe that. I just don't trust Bortles. I just don't think he's that good. I didn't think they were good last year, and I guess they proved me wrong. But they're not good this year, and it's showing. It's showing. So we will see, and you know, and things change. And Jacksonville does have a history of beating Pittsburgh, even when they shouldn't. Twice at Heinz Field last year, once in the playoffs, as we know. But doesn't that all have to burn a fire under these Pittsburgh Steelers? Mike Tomlin this week needs to remind these guys of that loss and really instill in them the pain that hopefully they felt in January after that devastating 45-42 defeat. That cannot repeat itself. That cannot repeat itself, and it won't. It won't. I think, you know, Vance McDonald being healthy and able to get out there just helps this team even more so. I'd love to see a third receiver start to step up this week. I mean, you've got the great top 2, and as far as I'm concerned, Vance McDonald is the 3rd. But I'm talking about a true wide receiver position. You know, James Washington, can you help me out here? Somebody, Hunter, I don't know. I mean, Hebay, maybe Hebay needs to be given the chance. I don't know, but something's got to give here at some point because it hasn't happened so far, and that's the one missing piece on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line is fantastic. I don't think it's debatable. They are the top offensive line in the game. I mean, if you go back 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, they were not, and they certainly weren't helping Ben. I mean, obviously, Mike Munchak is a huge part of that, and I don't even know if he gets enough credit. Although, if he gets too much, he's going to be looking at another head coaching job, so we don't want to be pushing him out there too far, I suppose. But, you know, he's done a heck of a job. He's done a heck of a job. And they're blocking for Ben, but they're also opening up those holes for Connor. I mean, they are a big reason for this offensive explosion over the last 5 weeks and the 52 points against Carolina. I mean, what can you say? Those guys have been fantastic. I mean, even when Jalen Samuels ran the ball a few times, he looked pretty good. Steven really looked pretty good when he runs the ball. So it's, yes, Connor's the best of those 3. But the point is, the offensive line is really helping. And, you know, to circle everything, all of this back, Le'Veon Bell, moron, you're not getting a better offensive line when you go somewhere else. So your numbers aren't going to be as good as they once were, especially with the year off, but they're just not going to be what you think they are. And you're not going to get your money because you're not going to be on the team for the length of the contract that you sign. and you're definitely not going to win a Super Bowl. Definitely not. Anyway, this week, Steelers go into Jacksonville. They win this thing 33-13. They get three turnovers, two picks, one of those by Joe Hayden. One of those, I'm going to say, by Sean Davis. They get a fumble recovery. I think they get a defensive touchdown this week. I think TJ Watt picks up two sacks. Bud Dupree gets in there and gets a sack. And I'm going to give my boy Stephon Tuitt a sack, too. We need to get him going a little bit more. That's the one guy I feel like can step up a little bit more. Cam Hayward has lately. If we can get Tuitt going a little bit more, this defense is going to start to rise. They're going to start to rise. They're not the steel curtain, but they're going to start to rise. And you got to appreciate that, because with the offense, what it is, if you can get a solid, solid playing defense as they have the last 5 weeks, this team could be very, very good. It starts in Jacksonville, 33-13. Until then, I'm Mike Ply of Steel Nation Association and SteelCityUnderground.com. Hopefully, we will talk next week after another Steeler victory. Enjoy the game.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.